Welcome to episode 30.1.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're ready.
Leftover beer.
This is going to be better
episode
than anything.
30.1.
Mm. It's too much beer.
Right?
Yeah.
Too much beer.
Too much
somebody
fear.
Have I been still in spotlight with introducing all the episodes?
What are I'm doing the next
one? That just happened.
Adam Carolla does the whole, get it on, got to get it on, no choice but to get it on, mandate, get it on. He says it every time. He started on Loveline,
the
last couple seasons with Drew or whatever, but every episode usually starts out with you going, welcome to...
It just became a theme.
I mean,
I don't hate it.
It's there. I feel like if we started it differently...
It wouldn't be the same.
It would not.
Whatever. I'm gonna do one. When you guys are around my birthday, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna be.
Welcome to Saturn.
I'm gonna be like, welcome to Leftover Beer. I am Russell Moore.
Russell Moore,
come on down.
You should just do the ultimate comedy routine where you be all.
I'll Eddie Murphy the shit out of this. Yeah. Oops, you left your water bottle in your water bucket.
Oh, these hiccups are killing me.
You still got them?
Hey, also, these pretzels are making me hungry.
Gersty.
I don't know.
It's 3:15 in the morning.
3:16 in the morning.
Wow.
Central Daylight Time. Standard Time.
Central Daylight Savings Time.
Central Daylight Savings Time.
Central Dozen Mother Shitters.
Your traffic report coming up right now.
So wait, why are we too much fuck beer? I don't even get it.
What?
15 after the hour, 15 after 3.
I'm so confused.
There's no traffic. You're good to go. Go 100.
3:15. If you're not been pulled over yet, you're smooth sailing.
Welcome to Earth. You've made it home. Listening to this in your driveway. Drinking that tall boy bought on the way home.
It's because you want to fart and you want to get enjoy the fart when you're in the driveway. You got to.
Driveway farts are the best.
Dude, you guys.
Because then you smell them the next day. You're like, God damn it.
How did that stick around?
One of you guys got. Before you guys got here, I went and got some cigarettes and I went to come and go. And as I was getting out of my car, I was kind of listening to the radio and I farted right before I got out. Went and bought cigarettes, blah, blah, blah. Came back in and I was like, God, my car fucking smells. And I was like, oh yeah, I farted right before I got here.
In.
What? Yeah, it totally stayed in because I was like, because my car is fucking like a brand new car,
yeah,
and it smells clean.
So any smell that isn't brand new car, you're gonna notice.
Yeah, pizza for sure.
Yeah.
Side note.
Pizza and turds.
Side note. If you're describing to someone that you've gone,
it's called the meat lovers.
No.
Russell, I got something for you. Mazio's new thing. You're gonna love it. You're gonna fucking love it. Ultra thins.
Ultra thins?
You know what they're fucking made out of? That crust is literally made out of?
It's made out of pepperoni.
Rice
two
paper?
Wheat tortillas.
What?
It's fucking awesome.
Have you had it?
Is I had it today. They have two specialty ones. One that is literally just like the rice bowl type of things. But they have another one called a cowboy, which is steak, which the steak's pretty good.
Can you order
it? You can order whatever. This is the two specialty ultra thins. The cowboy has steak and jalapenos and shit like that on it. It's fucking awesome. I was really surprised at Mazio.
Can somebody fuck that order up and you can bring it home for free?
What you have to do, I never knew this was a thing. I guess people do this all the time. They call it in and they call it for a pickup. And then they call back 5 minutes later and say, and then you say, I want it delivered. And then since it's a fucked up order, it's free.
Oh,
and I didn't know that was a thing. And some Mazios won't deliver if you do that because they know that's a scheme.
Yeah.
That's pretty...
Well, you gotta have damage control. Pimp the system.
Yeah, and I
pimp the system.
Someone did that the other day, and I said something. I was like, so now I know how to order pizza. And they're like, the guy I work with was like, yeah, the one by my house won't do that anymore. If you order for pickup, you have to come pick it up.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to get that pizza.
I had a joke, and we're going to get off topic, and I wanted
to
tell it.
Off topic? I'm talking about fucking pizza?
Yeah, pizza's good.
Three bears in a bathtub.
And that ultra...
First bear says to the second bear, will you pass me the soap? Second bear says to the third bear, will you pass me the soap? Third bear says, what do I look like, a light bulb? Boom.
I'm so...
I have never understood that joke.
I don't...
It somehow stuck with me.
I...
My joke was immature and stupid. Because you're like, I went to come and go, and I was like, you know there's how like you know how you talk about should never that in the past tense
in my brain.
It's like, came and went.
Yeah,
exactly. But came still with a IU.
I'd.
But yeah, Ultra Thins, once they're out, I'll let you know. You gotta order one, because
they're not out yet?
They made one for us to
eat. Is this some experimental shit?
Well, they're gonna be out in a second, but...
Put hair on your chin.
And I asked them, are turkey legs supposed to be that big? And he said, no.
No, they're not.
Welcome to Russell's
Welcome
Beer
to
Over
episode
left.
30 of Leftover Beer.
Woo! Too much beer.
What are you going to talk about?
BioShock Infinite, the ending. Oh my god.
No, fuck you.
Okay, anybody that's out there listening that hasn't played the game,
I don't want to know.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to ruin anything.
Turns out Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Yeah, it's weird. But buy the game, support that company because they're doing good things.
Get it, BioWare.
Not BioWare.
BioWare.
It's Irrational.
Rareware.
Irrational developed it. 2K published it. They did good on that thing.
I saw like a little Easter egg. It was on the bottom of like a barrel in BioShock Infinite, and it just like it was labeled like it would be for like shipping or whatever, but just said Irrational Games.
Instead also, that songbird being in BioShock 1, I don't want to say what happens because it could ruin something for you, but yep. The fact that if that is a real thing would be awesome. I don't know how they could plan that far away.
They might have retraced their steps and like, how can we retrospectively put this in the game? I don't know what you're talking about, but...
In the new game, in BioShock Infinite, you won't even notice. That's nothing, but it's an audio thing.
Huh.
Like, you hear a sound in BioShock 1 of Songbird in a certain part.
That's crazy.
And the sounds, it does sound like song by Austin Sell It.
I think the coolest thing that I've experienced talking from a person that hasn't...
That's the Lacey
talking...
Special. Yeah, you got to the big first, like, what the fuck moment where, like, everything changes.
Well, and this might be a spoiler alert for someone who hasn't played it at all, so...
It looks cool.
I'm
not playing
Where you have the tears that, like...
That's it.
I'll play playing out. Music from the future.
Oh, the what's it called? Cross-country ragweed. God damn it.
Sony,
fucking Crenshaw.
And I can't even think of what the band's online, called.
CCR. Yeah, not cross-country ragweed. CCR.
Credence
Clearwater Revival. Oh my god, I feel like an idiot.
You know CCR.
That was the band that plays in that tear I told you about.
He was singing Fortunate Son.
You know what I told you? There was a tear. There's a terror in the game. You just walk by and it plays a classic rock song. And I was like, I don't know what it is.
Well,
it's CCR. Yeah.
And they're singing the Beach Boys song.
Robert Ann.
No.
Good Vibrations.
No.
Kokomo.
It's a vibration.
But the whole soundtrack of that game is songs from the future that they redid.
Yeah.
Locked out for
songs
a
from tomorrow, today, or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. That's what I think they even advertise it that way.
But I don't know if I've clued on something, but I mentioned, and I don't know this for a fact, but it's like, I know how they got all their technology. It's like, they've been looking in these tears. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that.
Well, they don't
fact.
Ever elaborate on that. You kind of assume that.
Yeah.
Damn.
But because I was like, that's super
well, to
cool.
A point. I mean, they had their own weird technology because they were up in the sky already, and you know, like,
Lou Tetchy.
Yeah.
Twins. Brother and sister.
Tuck it back in. You're in public.
Yeah, that
but apparently one of them died in the original universe because when I heard, spoiler alert, that there's you hear a playback, one of those records like, we'll be together again soon if I can figure out how this works, the sister said.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about any of that because that's for you.
I'm really excited to figure out how this all plays out. So
that point,
you know what?
You need to stop going to work for a week.
There is literally not much closure on their story because they're just kind of up in.
Yeah, they're like the weird, continuous.
I read about it, and that's how I found out why they are there.
The preacher gave a whole.
I have a good.
We can't have two conversations going at once.
People need to have more babies so the Arabs don't take over the world.
What? What's going on?
We're kind of just.
We couldn't do that. We can't do that.
We were just seeing how far it could go. Through, like, left channel, right channel.
We were keeping it low.
Yeah, I had to stop that because I was like, no one's going to want to listen to this. My mom is going to say this episode sucks because she doesn't.
It's too much beer. Sorry, too much beer.
My mom doesn't. If my mom listened to this episode, this show at all, I would fucking have to kill myself.
My mom listens.
Hey, when are we going to do the mom cast?
I heard you say the C word.
What?
I think I've gone off on the C word.
I don't know.
I haven't said it tonight.
She's got a good sport.
Not yet.
She texts me and she's like, "Your podcast is funny." And I'm like, "Thanks." Because you could say a lot worse because, god damn.
I think my parents think it was funny, but. Goes,
Yeah, she's probably just like.
I think my dad would think it would be funny, but my mom wouldn't get it. Neither of them would get it, but.
Yeah.
I just tell my mom I do a podcast. I don't say what it's called or how to get there. I just say that it exists somewhere in the ether.
And I unplug her computer from the internet.
My mom has her rooted fingers into my online social life.
She's
got your password to your
Facebook. She knows.
It's called leftover beer. And it's completely informal.
Yeah.
And the only formal thing about it is we put music somewhere.
Yeah. Right now.
This is too much beer.
Welcome back.
Some death metal for that 4 second.
Poop and shit. Welcome back. You just listened to Poop and Shit by Poop and Shit.
Also, I was going to say earlier, I think the best ending we had where it was just like, it was the one with the necrophagist ending where Austin's just like, yeah. Fuck that. it was just like, that's probably the best ending of a podcast we have where it's just like, fuck you. And then just shredding.
And then straight into a
immediate. That's probably my favorite ending to a podcast.
I think we had a too much beer we never broadcasted where. It ended up where I was, like, drunkenly laying on the floor holding a microphone up to
a
guitar amp, and you were playing music. And then we were like, because it was, like, an hour-long too much beer. And we can't post that.
That was when my room was your room.
Ooh, Ann's dad died there.
And my room was your room.
Oh.
And your room was 100 miles away.
I remember the day I moved in was just such a clusterfuck.
Remember that episode we filmed at Josh's old house at 81st and... What?
What?
Where's your old house at?
Which one?
By the hospital.
Hospital.
What?
What?
Episode?
I'm kidding. I was building a joke and I failed.
Yeah. I wish I knew.
You lived at, like, 81st.
In Tulsa?
Yeah.
96th and Mingo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what you're talking about by a hospital. Like, wait. Remember that time?
Nothing.
Remember that time me and you
drove? Remember before the union formed and we recorded an episode in 1772?
On the fucking Mayflower when we did an episode?
What?
You remember when we were at the Coliseum? We talked like this.
Whenever we did Google Street.
Are you not entertained?
By our podcast.
Remember earlier when we were doing Google Street? You.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Probably the coolest the way to do
what,
Google
we
Street
use
View.
Street?
It's called Street View U.
What was the... It was a almost a complete sentence. I was like, we use Street or we Street U.
It's Google Street View U.
Street.
But it said we use Street or something.
No.
No, it's not it.
Are you sure?
But I think that's probably the coolest way to do Street View is on the Wii U.
Yeah, that
we
shit's
went to the
solid.
Louvre, man.
You went to the Louvre? I didn't even see that part.
I tried to
Did
go
I?
To Versailles, but
Me
I
Me and Russell went
it.
To the Louvre. Didn't we?
I don't know.
On Google Street View?
Were we sober?
Did you
no.
Look at
pictures?
It
was
like noon.
Was it on the U? Or
it
the
was
U?
Noon. There's a low chance we weren't drunk.
Who was it?
But you not a zero.
Can't ever give it a
percent
zero.
Chance.
I don't think I was there.
I don't know.
I've been to the Louvre in real life.
Welcome really? To the Louvre.
Yeah. And
we
I was
got...
an asshole. The whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like
every picture.
I was like six.
It would take you 2 years to get through the loop.
We got everything you want. We got Rembrandt and
I was like 6 years old and I did not want to be there. And I wore a McDonald's Happy Meal box on my head the whole time because I was an asshole.
And you hate the Pope.
What was the story? That's a
different country.
When Mitch went on that European thing and like he had done so much stuff like drugs and
the
stuff.
The story goes. He got so fucked up that he lost his taste buds for the whole overseas
But then
trip.
There was the day he had he had a Big Mac, and it was the Royale with cheese. The Royale. Literally,
that's a quarter pounder, I thought.
Yeah, well, whatever it was, he had that, the Royale with cheese, and it, like, he could taste things again after like 2 days of everything having no flavor, and it, like, just wrecked his, like, world. He's like, this is life again, the way he described it.
The best combo you can get at McDonald's is the double quarter pounder with cheese extra value meal.
I can't, it's just too much, man. It's not too much, bad. I don't know, it's too much McDonald's, I guess.
I like the McNuggets. I think really, in my time that I've eaten a bunch of McNuggets, I'm really kind of at the point where I'm only going to eat McDonald's McNuggets from here on out.
Whatever, okay. Wendy's spicy nuggets kill.
They're pretty
good. They don't have them anymore.
Oh, Wendy's so anything sad. Nuggets.
Okay.
Spicy nuggets.
They don't have spicy nuggets.
Just get a spicy sandwich and
chop it up.
Cut them up.
I made some of those Tyson ones you just throw in the oven today.
Tyson's the worst.
I have been shitting the entire afternoon.
You know why?
Because
the Tyson chicken nuggets that you have are made from meat from chickens that are forced to eat.
What,
other
do you think McDonald's
chickens?
Is any better?
Okay. Well, what I want to say
that's
about
white
McDonald's
meat protein.
We're the largest.
They only
beef.
Feed the chickens the dark meat chickens.
Oh.
And they're covered in barbecue sauce.
Ooh,
and
delicious.
Ancho chili pepper, so they're just shitting.
Wow.
They're shitting
chicken.
Death and eating it again.
All I want to say
and
was
they it
sausage
it
is
put
this
in
made me poop at work a lot.
What is? Sausage biscuits?
Yeah.
Sausage.
They wreck my stomach.
I go to McMuffins. Sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
I just go straight for the heart attack and get two McGriddles.
In fact, I may be hitting up a McDonald's on my way.
Did you ever hear the story about you know Chip? I know you guys probably don't, but Chip, who's a vegetarian now, but he hadn't eaten McDonald's I guess in like 5 or 6 years by principle, and he was drunk at a Walmart and he got a McGriddle meal. And ate it all in the store, and then got another one to go. And I was like, and he told me that, and I was like, dude.
The ultimate relapse.
And I was like, yeah.
5 years
Welcome
on.
Welcome back,
like,
motherfucker.
Fuck it, I'm doing
and
it.
I was like, Chip, what the fuck, man? He was like, because I mean, I'm not naysaying him eating McDonald's, I do it every once in a while, but.
It's like sleeping on the edge of a cliff for 5 years with the risk of falling off.
And then falling
involuntarily,
off twice.
And then waking up and saying, fuck it, I'm jumping.
Twice.
What's at the bottom? If I'm not dead, I'm going to punch myself in the face until I die.
You guys are making me hungry.
Yeah, me hungry.
I can taste them at Criddle.
I never get McGriddle. I've had one once.
Let's cut this short and go to a fucking Waffle House at near the old, my old place.
There's not a Waffle House close to me.
I don't go to West Tulsa.
Fucking
we just go to Whataburger.
Where I couldn't keep my pants
41st
button.
Street North that was a, Southwest Boulevard.
Waffle House incident was at 71st and Mingo.
It's closer.
What?
That Waffle
there is
House.
One, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that...
By
that
the Sam's?
Yeah, I thought that Waffle House experience with your pants thing was at that one.
No, it was at the West Side one.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You know, on Tulsa Hills, they just made a Ted's...
Escondido. Yeah.
Fuck that. Give me a Waffle House.
No.
I'm pissed about the Sonic over
Waffle
there.
House,
fuck that.
Waffle
dude,
Houses
fuck
can...
That.
Why?
I was so pumped about maybe a Wendy's.
Waffle
Something,
Houses can only show
Sonic.
Up in
Wendy's
the
Burger King
parts of town.
Pumped.
They can't
dude,
just
if there was
be
a BK...
New, like,
I'm a Wendy's
oh,
guy.
Really? My life's over.
Oh, Tulsa Hills? Still dude, developing?
BK Fries?
No, dude. No.
Yeah, they are good.
Unstoppable.
People are too rich to go there right now.
I made $9 for an all-you-can-eat fucking... anything at the Waffle House.
Not anymore. I thought they got rid of it.
What?
The all-you-can-eat menu?
What?
Fat food places are taking away everything good now.
Yeah, because there's a red box for it.
Man,
a Waffle House red box would be the destruction of the civilized world.
Capped, chopped, diced, sliced, fucked.
Well, they have those
return in 24 hours or dollar fee.
Vomit in this return box.
They have those because
you know you're not going
to
get to
level
the
level of your vomit is not sufficient. We keep your money.
Reprocess it, sell it again.
They had those pizza vending machines. Have you guys ever seen those?
No.
Yeah.
I've only seen pictures and videos.
I've heard
of
about
them.
It.
I've not seen one in real life. It was also
Russell's
weird.
Going to Andrew WK over here.
Also, like on my
party hard
venture to Vegas, I in the Tulsa airport, I saw a Best Buy like vending machine, which was fucking humongous. But
that
it was a Best Buy vending
screen.
Machine. Yeah, it had a blue screen of death on it.
Get your DVD.
But once I saw that one that I had never seen before, I saw 1,000 of them in Vegas.
What do they sell?
The land of
they
a thousand.
They sell cell phone
Best
chargers.
Buy
they sell laptop. Cases.
They sell laptops.
No, nothing that big.
Netbooks.
Just like different
surround sounds.
Yeah, they sold
fucking Bose 5.1
60-inch TVs.
They had Dolby for sale.
Cheap shit.
But,
dude, I saw a Cruisin' USA machine on tour that it was blue screened.
Oh, really?
It's like cool.
Oh, fuck. It was at Long John Silver's, I think. It's Long John Silver's or something around those lines.
Captain D's, please.
They're not around anymore, I think. But 51st and Harvard on 51st, right where 51st splits off from the highway itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's Long John Silver's, and they have a little screen thing. But I drove by the other day because that's my job. And it had literally just my computer desktop little icon. And it's literally like a 8x30 screen of red dots.
Yeah.
And it had a little my computer thing sitting there, and I was like, someone needs to click on some shit and get that thing going again.
Start this shit.
Dude, I saw a little while ago, it was a few months ago, probably almost a year actually. It was
a few months or a year.
Or a year. It was like a couple decades, whatever.
It was like a couple.
It was on Reddit, of course, and it was just like, hi, blah, blah, blah. I took a pretty infamous picture. And it just showed the fucking Windows XP, the hill, like the grassy hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was like the dude who took the picture, his original shot of it.
Bullshit.
Thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, of course, like everyone lies. There's no women on the internet.
I saw something on Reddit where they were crediting the guy who did that.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was.
I created that weird maze that you used to go through in Windows 9.
I always wish that was a game.
Nice try, Al Gore.
I always wish that fucking maze was a game.
Me too. It's like
you could upload your own textures to it.
Those graphics were better than Doom 2.
I wish it was Chex Quest.
Yeah,
laser chess.
Battle chess.
Laser chess.
Chex Quest is where it's at. You guys remember Chex Quest?
I never played
laser chess.
Chex also, Quest, the cereal.
Star Trek chess. Also, three dimensional.
I found what was it? It's called like DOS Empire or like DOS something, but it's all the old MS-DOS games. So you don't need to fucking download. Or like get an emulator for
you. Just get DOS box.
DOS games. Commander Keen.
Treasure Mountain.
We were talking about Commander Keen the other day.
Yeah, yeah. We should do a Commander Keen stencil.
I have one in mind.
Yeah, talk about the stencil you did.
Oh, well, yeah.
I made a spaceman. Yeah, I made a stencil of Dave from 2001 A Space Odyssey when he's walking.
If I don't go to Oklahoma City this weekend, we should go do some stencils at Sound Pony.
Are you off Monday?
Yes, yes I am.
Let's do it.
I have a 3-day weekend, but I also have a 11-to-2 shift on Sunday, which might hamper my OKC plans.
Oh, yeah.
But what a
shitty shift.
I know, right?
It's for your sister's continued wedding.
It's been going on for fucking years now, I feel like. It'll be a good time.
3-hour shift.
Yeah, 3-hour shift.
You should just walk in with like a clown nose on.
And like, you know what? I found out
here.
Like everybody.
Hey, it's time to party.
And
yes.
I'm Patch Adams, dude.
And I found out.
With a Game Boy Advance. I'm gonna take out your appendix.
I have one. I have a Game Boy Advance, but Russell has my charger from fucking 5 years ago.
Hey, motherfucker, give it back.
I let you borrow 1 point for your DS. Way back in the day. I mean, I'm not trying to get it back or anything, but I let you borrow for your DS forever ago. When I spit. And give it back now.
Greedy motherfucker.
Pussy assholes.
But that Game Boy Advance still has charge, and I bought the Game Boy Advance like 6 years ago. I can turn on and still play Pokemon on it.
Hell yeah. Hollywood got rid of his Pokemon.
I have
the
red
other day.
Right now.
Dang. He got what?
He took his fucking Game Boy with his Pokemon and sold it at Vintage Stuff.
For how much? Hollywood. $10?
Less than that.
Not even.
Why?
That's like
that is a crime. And like I think he sold the game for $3, and like right in front of him, he said they put the $10 sticker on.
Yeah, of course they did. They sell for a little less than half.
And they fucking laugh at you and slash your tires and fucking laugh
Vintage
at you
Stock
and try to call a cab.
Vintage Stock used to be awesome. I used to spend a lot of my free time at Vintage Stock, and now it's all assholes and fucking nerds who are trying to get all their Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Do you remember the dude at 71st Vintage Stock with the dreads? The two dreads coming from the front of his head all the way down to his ass, and the rest of his head was shaved.
He was
pretty nice, I guess.
He was a nice guy. He was a fucking weird dude.
The way you were describing it, like, you remember that guy with the dreads down his ass?
So
he was pretty
cool. I
tried
some NFL Blitz, and I had cheat codes on that memory card, and he said nothing to me.
took my Game Genie, called me a bitch.
I still think it's funny that Micah tried to sell whatever cheater copy of Final Fantasy VII. Take this.
Oh, yeah.
Micah was like, Vinishtalk was only giving me like $6 for their my copy of Final Fantasy VII. I don't know what's wrong with it. And I was like,
that's my copy of Final Fantasy
VII. Yeah, we've been over this. But I was like, what's wrong with it? And she was like, nothing's wrong with it. It's fine. I was like, oh, let me see it. She was like, here it is. And I was like, oh, that's Final Fantasy VIII. There's a difference. One of them is like
the most classic RPG of all time.
Oh, yeah, to a point. I mean, depends on who you talk to.
It's
JRPG.
It's top three.
It's no Super Mario RPG.
I've never finished it. I love Super Mario RPG.
Played the fuck out of that. I beat that game more than company. Probably any other game I've ever beaten.
Square?
Mm-hmm. Not Square Enix.
Well, who made...
Be there or be Square Enix.
Enix made Chrono Trigger, right?
Yeah.
Chrono Trigger is an amazing RPG.
No, it was Square Soft.
Was it Square that made...
I thought it was Square Soft.
It was Square Soft. Yeah, Square and Enix were two major RPG companies in Japan, and they...
Square Enix. But I think Chrono Trigger was just Square.
Was it Square?
I think it was just Square.
I didn't know if that was an Enix
Square
game.
Because that's what all SNES Square game is just Square.
I'm still trying to get a hold of a copy of The Secret of Mana. My cousin actually has a copy of that and an original with the box copy of Earthbound. And I have been trying to talk him into giving those to me for years. I'm like, bitch, you don't even have your Super Nintendo with you. You don't live with your parents. It's just sitting in a fucking box. Give that shit to me. I want to be Ness. I want to be Lucas. I want to go get that.
Lucas isn't in Earthbound, is he?
I can't imagine.
I think he's in the third one. That's not in America. Lucas? Yeah.
Mother 3?
Yeah.
Mother 3.
Fucking Earthbound's coming to fucking virtual console,
finally.
That's pretty cool.
Now we have it on arcade. I started an Earthbound game on the arcade at the Admiral House. That's like all I did for like a few weeks. It would just be like, wake up,
Earthbound,
shit,
Earthbound.
Take a waist down shower, whatever. Not dry off. Sit, play Earthbound. And I got to Foreside. I got to like.
I never got lost
in the caves, and I just didn't have enough HP, like, on my save spot. Whatever. I just died. There was no way out.
Oh, that's the worst.
Well,
I never played Earthbound.
I'll never have either.
Because I would just do save states in the emulator, and there was just no way out. But, I mean, I caught myself in a cave. Just like, by the time I hit a door,
I have
enemies that I can just...
Do iPhones do this now for whatever, Wikipedia pages? Hit a boss and die. Through Google, you click it. And it gives you a quick view?
Mm-mm.
You don't want to leave the quick view original.
No. That doesn't happen ever.
That's a new thing that Google's doing, I guess. Quick view. You click it on at least my phone, and it gives you like a screenshot of what it is.
That's it. I'm going to Metacrawler.
Wait, do you have Chrome? Is that what you're using?
A hotbot.
What are you using?
I'm going to just ask class Jeeves
whatever this came with.
Dear Jeeves!
Will you love me?
Dearest Jeeves.
Indeed.
I have a fucking question to ask you. Jeeves?
We're waiting with bated breath for your question.
Where can I find a ROM for...
Oh, they made Dragon Quest.
Check the fucking internet, motherfucker.
Yeah,
Enix made Dragon Quest.
Google it! God damn it, Jeeves, you're useless.
Every
answer to Jeeves' questions, just fucking Google it.
Would you like me to search the internet for that?
Yeah, thanks, Siri.
The only other answer he has is, should I Google it? And he says, yeah.
Siri, what was the box office projection for The Thing? Would you like me to Google the box?
I don't know.
Siri, what's the box office projection for The Thing?
If you don't, you don't.
I hear that.
Thanks a lot, bitch.
Whenever I bought my my Android phone, wait, are you recording?
Ask her something.
Whenever I bought this phone right here,
ask her who won the 1987 World Series.
Whenever I bought this phone right here,
the 1987 World Series
of poker.
Would you like me to search the internet?
Moore, I can only provide you with the most recent World Series results.
Dumb!
Fuck you! You are the internet!
Who won the World Series?
A year ago.
I'm going to beat Siri. It was the San Francisco
Giants. The
Giants
swept the Tigers in the World Series 4-0. They won the last game 4-3.
How motherfucking cold is it outside?
Are we seriously doing this
right
now?
It's about 37 degrees. That seems cold to me. Would you like me to search the web for who would win in a fight, King Kong or Godzilla?
Trick question. They did fight, and it was a tie.
Mothra swooped in.
Mothra! Mothra! Gojira!
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is... Well,
Steve
it's sort of
Jobs
greenish,
ball
but
sack.
With more dimensions.
Dead-ass ball sack. There is an interview on Netflix now of him from, like, 97.
Who?
Steve Jobs. I talked to you about this before. Yeah. It's, like an unaired, like, very rare interview. It's, like, an hour long. It's like right before he got hired back at Apple.
Is he as big of an asshole as ever? I mean,
Team Wozniak.
Well, Wozniak doesn't even give a fuck about anything, though.
I've heard, like, between Jobs and Bill Gates or whatever, like...
Well, Gates is obviously the nicer
right.
guy. He
well,
gives away
I've heard that
millions
Steve
and
Jobs
millions
took some
of dollars.
Shots at him, just like, what did he say? Bill Gates has resorted to philanthropy
because he's not talented. Yeah, no.
Or whatever. And I've heard that Steve Jobs didn't have a tag on his car because he didn't think
well,
it was
Steve Jobs and Bill Gates were talented in different areas. Bill Gates is more of a computer guy, and Steve Jobs was a computer guy, but he was more into design
he's
and stuff.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. He's an innovator.
Bill Gates didn't have...
Steve Wozniak was the Bill Gates of Apple.
Yeah, exactly.
The great and powerful Woz.
And I watched, like, it's a couple years ago. Or I was, like, a year ago I watched it, but it was, like, him speaking to some, like, Harvard or Stanford class, just, like, an hour-long speech of him just talking about him growing up, and this is Wozniak I'm talking about, but... Him and his friends building little weird electronic things... Based off of what they could get from a Radio Shack at that point in like the 70s, I guess.
Sounds
one of my favorite 60s favorite like semi historical things is Pirates of Silicon Valley.
That movie's good. I like that movie.
I watched it like a year ago.
I remember reading a thing about like Steve Jobs would sit into college courses without being signed up and just like sit in the back, whatever, learn.
That's how the typeface.
Yeah, like Times New Roman or whatever. It's like, yeah, Bill Gates made Times New Roman, but I designed it pixel by pixel. Like
Steve Jobs did?
Yeah.
Well, Times New Roman actually came out a long time ago. But he
was like, oh yeah, all those fonts, I made them.
Comic Sans was all me.
Oh, shit. Damn it, Nate. Oh, there's a ritual sacrifice in order.
Well, Comic Sans is based off of
Papyrus?
Watchmen and Dark Knight Returns.
It's based off of fucking douche fist.
It's literally, I'm not joking, it's based off Watchmen and one of the Dark Knight comics.
But it should never be used for anything but
comics. I tried to turn in a paper made of wing
games. Yeah, comics, like actual bubble text.
My teacher was pissed.
All right, I'm about to fall asleep.
Heard that?
And,
what's up there?
Yeah.
It's getting late. I have to drive across town.
It's almost 4 in the morning, so.
Yeah,
it's okay,
well,
I haven't had a drink in 4 hours, so.
So,
Mr. Sober Driver.
Good for you.
Let the record state.
You want a piece of gum?
Today it's 3:45 a.m. at, what is this, August? April the 19th?
August.
This is just proof that I am sober right now. So
August,
if any
April?
Cops come and get me.
What other A month
is
there?
Bro.
Why is that on there?
Just for trying to give me a drunk driving ticket because I'm not drunk. But,
a drunk driving ticket.
Hey,
here's
you guys are doing great out there.
Driving.
Be safe.
Good night, everybody. Hope you had a good time. We're going to lead out with
amigos.
Michelangelo Baddio playing double guitar.
That was just on there.